FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin with I Will Rise. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Hi, this is intern Paul with a look at today's forecast. Today, partly sunny with a high of 76 degrees, and tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 60 degrees. Tomorrow, winning Wednesday, clouds and occasional showers, possible thunderstorms with a high of 74. Currently, it's cloudy outside, temperatures in the 50s.
It is Talkback Tuesday today. It's also National Day of Encouragement. It's your chance to share a word of encouragement with the JTL community. You can do that by leaving your comments on the listener hotline. That number is 717-397-8090.
Our friend Chris Wenden hanging out with us today. Chris, the director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancashire County. Good morning again to you, Chris.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning,
Lisa. Always great to have you here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I feel so encouraged
now. We love having you here. Hey, tell us about Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancashire County, if you will.
Yeah, I love saying this. CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, is probably the world's, you know, I'm not going to say probably, is the world's greatest children's ministry organization. And I say that not because I'm boastful, but CEF now has ministry going on in almost every country in the entire world.
Wow.
We have two countries left. You can kind of figure out where those countries might be. But last year, to give you an idea, we reached over 20 million children with the gospel.
Amazing.
And 8 million children made decisions to follow Christ. And if so, those numbers are too big. With CEF, 39 children a minute are hearing about Jesus.
That's amazing.
And so we're really proud of what we do. Now, here in Lancaster, basically, we have Good News Clubs. About to start after-school Good News Clubs in the schools. And last year, we had 223 children make decisions to follow Christ. And 15 children started going to church for the first time. So we're super stoked with that. And so if that's too many, we just say, look, one out of every six children that came to a Good News Club last year made a decision to follow Jesus. And so we're super pumped by that. We're pumped because Good News Club season starts. And you know, Fred and Lisa, we hear these cool stories. Children are our primary ministry field. But at one school in Lancaster City, it goes on after school, there was a janitor standing by at the back of the Good News Club. And he was listening while he was cleaning. And at the end of the club, he walked up to one of the team leaders and said, hey, what do I do to follow Jesus?
Wow.
And in this club, a janitor at a school made a decision to follow Jesus.
How great is that?
It's amazing. Yeah. And that's why we just love being at the schools, to serve the schools, to love on the principals, love on the teachers. Because teachers and CEF volunteers, we're in it for the kids together. And so we just love what we do. And so they're starting up soon. We have a number of them going on throughout Lancaster. And so if you need to find out if your school has one, you can give our office a call, 717-569-5412. We'd be glad to help you. And if we don't have one, you can potentially work with us to get one started in your school.
Yeah, and they can visit you online to find out if their school is being served as
well.
Yeah,
we have www.ceflancaster.org. You can find a whole bunch of information there. And just due to some safety concerns, the best way to find out if they are in your school is to give us a call at the office.
Okay.
So we want to keep our kids safe and make sure that they're when they're safe, then they can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
717-569-5412. How about our listeners helping? Is there a way they can get involved?
Yeah, there is. So basically, we have a team of over 400 volunteers here in Lancaster. You might be someone who loves to teach the Bible. Maybe you want to teach songs, memory verses. Or maybe you just want to bring food. Or you might want to pray. We need a lot of prayers.
Yeah.
Prayers. Let's go with that one.
All right.
So if you want to potentially get involved, then you can contact the office at the same number and ask for Lisa. We have a number of what we call coffee connection events that run during the year. It's just a time every month where you can come and learn about what's involved. It's no commitment. In fact, we'll give you a cup of coffee free and a donut just for turning up.
Nice.
So you can give the office a call, 717. Don't forget that part. You got to dial that part, 717-569-5412. Ask to speak with Lisa, and we will just talk you through what your next steps are. But we can't do this ministry without our 400-plus volunteers, and we love our CEF family.
And another way folks could get involved is to come out to your banquet, which is happening in October.
Yeah, we are thrilled. So for the first time ever in Lancaster, if you've seen God's Not Dead 1 or God's Not Dead 2, David A.R. White is coming to Lancaster County. He's coming to hang out with us for the evening to talk about why evangelism matters. David has a real heart for evangelism, and it's a Hollywood movie star here in Lancaster, man. We're thrilled to have it. We already have about 430 people coming. Tickets are going fast.
Yeah.
It's down at the Doubletree, Thursday, October the 19th, and you can get tickets. Just jump online, ceflancaster.org. There's no ticket. There's no cost for the tickets. There's no cost for the tickets. But it is a night where we're asking you to think about potentially financially partnering with this ministry. And so you can jump online, get your tickets. There's a link on the very front page to get your tickets to the event.
It's happening at the Doubletree Resort, Willow Valley, October 19th. Check it out online, ceflancaster.org. We'll talk more with Chris coming up in a bit. Right now, back to the music with Andrew Peterson. You'll Find Your Way on FM 90.3.